Hello and welcome to the Innovative Missional Ministries podcast. I'm Jeff Heisner, video journalist and digital media director for the Michigan District. And today we're talking to LSEM President and CEO Stacy McGee. And Stacy, you've been a part of the Michigan District for the past 24, 25 years before getting into that current position that you're in right now, correct?
Correct. It's actually year 27 for me. So in 1996, I joined the Michigan District as a teacher out in Lapeer, Michigan.
Wow. So what keeps you coming back to Lutheran education?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I would say, you know, I was blessed with teachers myself going to Lutheran school from first grade all the way through college, and the teachers at every level who encouraged me and made it look really fun and made it seem like they were blessed just as much as I was. And so I really wanted to be a part of that. And I can say without a doubt that that has been the truth for me too. And I've never, ever wanted to do anything other than be a part of Lutheran education. And I can honestly tell you that, you know, as the years go by, I, you know, just kind of continue to have the mindset of Samuel and the here am I, send me. Where would you like me to go? And what would you like me to do? And as long as that is something that is going to promote Lutheran schools and continue to help Lutheran schools grow and flourish, I am just thrilled about that.
In your current role, CEO and president, tell us what that entails and what you do at Lutheran Special Education Ministries.
Yeah, well, as we all know, the person leading the organization is usually not the one who has all the information. You always have all the good people working for you and with you. And so for me, in my role, I have been president CEO of Lutheran Special Education Ministry since 2015. And really, I just oversee the organization and continue to forward our mission and our vision and make sure that all the decisions that we make are good and pleasing to God, but also true to the mission. And that mission being that we're serving kids in Christian schools who have special learning needs and just encouraging them to be able to stay in their Lutheran schools. Too often, previously I was a principal in two different Lutheran schools here in Michigan. And what I found was there were families who had students who had special learning needs. And what would happen is they would come to us and they would say, you know, we want your child to be in our school. And in a lot of cases, they had to make a decision. They could either stay in the Lutheran school and get the Christian education that they wanted, or they had to go to the public school to get the special education that they needed. And so at Lutheran Special Education Ministries, what we're trying to do is to bridge that gap and to eliminate a family's need to have to make that decision so that they can have both and they can stay in their church school and continue to grow in Christ, because we all know that that's really, you know, the end game here. And that's what we're training our kids to be is, you know, an eternity in heaven.
So how does that work when you're talking about kids that do have those special needs?
I'm going to let you know how we started and what that means for us today. So when we began 150 years ago in 1873, it was just post-Civil War. And we had some students who were orphans because of the Civil War. And what we were finding was those students that were needing that extra care were hearing impaired. And so the very amazing forefathers of ours decided that they would start a Lutheran school for the deaf. They did that in Detroit, and that was founded on the grounds of historic Trinity Lutheran Church in Detroit. And so right in that building, we began, and we were serving kids that were orphaned and hearing impaired. And so they were living with us. And then as time went by, we realized there were more and more kids being sent to us from all over the country, which is amazing to me, the commitment and the sacrifice that these families went through in just being that dedicated to having their child having a Christian education. And so these families from near and far would bring their children, and we built a very large residential campus on Nevada Street in Detroit, where we resided for 130 years, maybe. And we were serving kids who were coming and living with us. But what happened was in the 1970s, some legislation changed, and students were encouraged to be mainstreamed and put back into regular education classrooms. And so at that time, and I think this is amazing, especially for a Lutheran organization, we didn't just say, well, we did that and it was successful, but times, they are a changing and we're just going to change too. We're going to shut down. Instead, they said, how can we not just serve these hearing impaired students, but how can we open the doors wider? And how can we serve kids of all learning needs, not just hearing impairments? So we started at that time serving students with who had special education needs. And then into the 80s, what we were determining was a lot of those families wanted their kids to be in their home schools, their home congregations. So then we started deploying teachers out. And that's where we are at today. So we deploy teachers to schools all over the country. We currently have teachers in about 120 schools all over the nation and in Hanoi, Vietnam. And what we do is we provide that teacher and any resources that that school needs to try to meet the needs of those students. Because in most of our Lutheran schools, we just aren't equipped to do that. So we go in, we provide that teacher, we provide the resources, but we also provide training to the regular ed teachers and the principals so that they too can serve all of their students better.
That's so cool. The history, when you think about 1873 and how long you've been an organization and a working organization helping all these kids.
Yes.
That's just amazing.
Yes, it is nothing, is no small feat. And we are very proud of that. But also we recognize that those of us who are on staff today are just a speck. And when we look back on the history and all the people that have sacrificed and dedicated their lives to, you know, just Lutheran education, Christian education, and making sure that kids, no matter what their barriers to learning are, can stay in their Christian school, it really is phenomenal when you stop and count the thousands and thousands of kids that otherwise would not have had that opportunity. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, in the reach, I don't know if everybody understands that it is nationwide and worldwide, right?
Yes, exactly. And growing. You know, we have programs here in Michigan, but we also have large numbers of programs in Minnesota and Indiana and Texas. We have a school in Alaska. We have, you know, schools all the way from the West Coast to the East Coast. It really is very... very impressive. Even when I take myself out of the role that I'm in, when I look at it, I'm just very amazed and just in awe of the work that God has done for our ministry over the years. Yeah.
So Stacy, what's next?
You know what? If I had, you know, a hotline to God and I could find that out, I would definitely be dialing him up. But unfortunately, that's not how he works. And so, you know, the sky's the limit, really. We continue to grow. When I first got to LSEM, we had 37 programs. And today we stand at, like I said, around 120. And so we continue to grow into as many schools as possible. And you know, we're always looking for ways to serve our students better. What we're finding recently is, especially post-COVID, there are a lot of students who have issues with anxiety and depression, some behavioral issues. So mental health is very important to us. And we're trying to figure out what is our lane in all of that. We try not to veer into the medical diagnoses lanes, those kinds of things. But we're recognizing that's what our community needs. And staying true to our mission and staying true to the desire to meet the needs of our growing community. I think that that's probably, you know, something that's on our horizon. But we are always, you know, we pray daily that we just are led to know what those doors are that God is opening us to serve. So, you know, part of me says, I don't know. I don't know what the future holds, but I'm so excited because, you know, it sounds cliche. I don't know what the future holds, but I know who holds that future. And he's gotten us here and so many more exciting things in the future. I think one thing that I can tell you about that's on the near horizon, and that's just the celebration of the 150th, and that's the gala that we'll host this summer on June 15th. We'll be gathering all of our guests, including all of our teachers who are on our staff from all over the country. We'll fly in, and we'll be hosting on June 15th at the Gem Theater a gala that we will be looking back on what has gotten us here, talking about a little bit about the future. We're really excited because we'll also be giving out our very first annual, what is the Charles Winterstein Award. And that award will honor a principal, administrator, someone from across the country who is in a Christian school, who has just shown just exceptional dedication to special education in their school. And that person does not have to be affiliated with LSEM in any way, but just needs to demonstrate that they have a love just like we do for serving kids with special needs. And this year we're proud to say that the inaugural winner of that award is Tom Reggie. Tom is a friend of the ministry for a long, long time, and he's a friend of many people probably listening to this podcast even. And Tom serves at Zion in Wahlberg, Texas, and we're just really excited that we'll be able to present him that award. But also, we will have John Beilein, who was the former men's basketball coach for the University of Michigan, went on to be the head coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers, and is currently the director of player development for the Detroit Pistons. And so John will be our guest speaker that evening. And I think John's message of building up people for the future and leaving a legacy, our theme for this 150th year is a legacy of love. And so I think John's message will fit perfectly with that. We're excited to have him there. And we're super excited to invite anybody who, you know, just loves our ministry to be a part of that celebration. Come down and enjoy that evening with us. There's an opportunity to purchase tickets on our website, and there are sponsorship opportunities that are listed on our website, which is www.luthsped.org. So it's luthsped.org. And we'd love it if you could join us for that. But if not, just visit the website. See, our history is all laid out there. See a little bit about what we do today and where we're going in the future. We just love sharing the story because what we find is most of the time people have never even heard of us. They don't know who we are. And we've always been told we're kind of this hidden gem. And we don't want to be hidden anymore. So come learn about us. Celebrate with us. We didn't get here alone, so we don't want to celebrate alone.
We'll talk about how people, businesses, churches, yeah, schools, how can they get involved? How can they learn more about you?
First of all, I would say visit the website. Also, feel free to call or email us. We're very responsive and we'll get back to you and help you to learn more. But from a support standpoint, there are lots of ways to get involved. And from an individual standpoint, and really just globally, we would say, first and foremost, we just covet everyone's prayers. We are, as I said, always growing, always learning, always trying to figure out how we can serve better. And so everyone's prayers for that would be greatly appreciated. But beyond that, we're always looking for volunteers inside of our classrooms, but also at the national office in Ann Arbor, housed at the Michigan District Office. And we'd love to have people support us that way. We're always looking for donations. We, as I was saying before, we provide all of the resources to our schools and to our teachers. So there's obviously an expense involved with that. So any kind of donation would be very much appreciated. We have people who send us $5 a month, and that adds up, and that's very, very much appreciated. all the way to people who, you know, name us in their estate. So if you're doing any kind of estate planning, including us as a gift at the end of that would be really amazing. And we really appreciate that. We're, you know, we're a lot of our foundation has been built off of people who've been dedicated to us like that. And then we also have foundations, businesses, churches, schools who support us in those ways too. We've recently been asking people, if nothing else, if your congregation can send us a gift of $150 in honor of 150 years, that would make a huge impact to our the way we can serve our students and our schools. But then also on our website, we have information about how to sponsor the gala, but also just, you know, supporting us in the future, whether that's in a golf outing or a Christmas tea or, you know, whatever it is, we're just always looking for ways to people to come alongside of us and just serve more and more kids and keep them in Lutheran schools. Let's all do this together.
Stacy, obviously you guys are doing some amazing things, and encourage everybody to see if you can make it to that 150th year celebration. Should be a great time.
Yes, yes, thank you.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. And we also want to thank you, the listener, for making this podcast part of your day. God bless.